The Peach Snuff Breakfast Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest Snodcast. Now, I've been away on holiday, so apologies to everyone. You haven't had an update in a couple of weeks. I have to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or what the hell are you doing up at this time of the night, depending on when you're listening to this, and of course, whereabouts in the world you are. Now, if you are listening to this podcast outside of Northern Ireland, doesn't matter whether you're in England, Scotland, Wales, France, Germany, Belgium, Australia, America, need I go on? Drop us a wee email whilst you're online and let us know where you listen to the show, what time of the day, and of course, whereabouts you are. Pete.snodden@coolfm.co.uk. Coming up then on this week's Snodcast, we're talking A-Team, we're talking B.A. Baracus and how he doesn't sound as tough anymore. Also, we talk about the effects of jet lag, more rubbish jokes on this week's podcast, how to stop yourself from crying, and women's knickers get a mention. A skimpy mention and a big Bridget Jones style mention as well. We're back on Celeb Watch this week. Jordan Sparks, ladies and gentlemen, joins us on the show, and I have another attempt at trying to get Kirsty a bloke on this show. It all awaits for you on this week's Snodcast.
97.4 Cool FM, Coldplay, Violet Hill. The album Viva La Vida, still number one in the album charts in the UK. Looking forward to the gig. Do anything but look forward to now since my holiday's gone.
I forgot they were coming.
December 2008, Odyssey Arena, Belfast, Coldplay. Judging by the last gig that I was at, the Coldplay did in Belfast, it was unbelievable. So something you should definitely, definitely go to.
I went to see Kylie. I forgot to tell you that.
Oh, I know, I bet God I'd have missed that. Now, how good was it?
It was very good. Very good. But something missing, and I don't know what it was.
Really? What night did you go on?
I went, I think, on the Friday night.
Right, okay. So she did, am I right in saying she did Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday?
I think so, yeah.
Right. If you were at the gig, I'd love to know what it was like. Did she wear gold hot pants?
No, she didn't wear any hot pants.
What was the costumes like?
Fantastic. And there was a pair of boots that I want. Thigh-high,
red
satin.
Oh, I love the thigh-high boots. Oh, my goodness.
With sort of a bit of a platform.
Oh, my goodness.
They were gorgeous.
Was she wearing hot pants or a skirt with it?
I think she was wearing, it must have been something quite short underneath, but she had like a long red coat jacket type thing.
Was she going to the Albert Clock once you finished?
Oh, no, far too classy for that. But she did. She amazing performances. Amazing performances.
I have to say, I love Kylie. I caught some pictures of her picking up her, was it an OBE or an MBE she received from the Queen?
OBE.
And mm-hmm. Prince Charles. My goodness, he was like a Cheshire cat, grinning, brimming from ear to ear whilst giving Kylie her medal.
And that's and I a big been one.
It was, exactly. Exactly. But Julia says to me that she wasn't too fussed on the dress she wore to the occasion.
I didn't like the star thing she had going on.
No. Oh, well, I'm a bit gutted I missed her in Belfast now, but you said it was good.
It was very good. I can't say it was rubbish. It wasn't rubbish. I think the problem was it was a lot of new stuff that she was doing. She didn't do many old hits.
Right.
So it was all new stuff. So not all of it. Somebody else go, no, she did this and she did that. She did. But a lot of it was new stuff. So,
well, the consolation for me is I actually saw her a few years back, just before, yes, she was diagnosed with breast cancer in Dublin, and she was fantastic. And the production on the show was unbelievable. It's a massive show. Am I right in the sense she took a break?
Yeah, there was an interval.
Unbelievable.
I didn't even, to be honest, I think I missed quite a bit at the end.
We on a date?
No.
I thought you might have nipped off early.
No. No, I had my daughter with me and she was just getting really tired. So about 20 past 10, we left and the guy behind us said, you do realise there's about another 4 songs to go. And I was like, yeah, but we're going to shoot.
He was a spotter. He had been on the website and all to check out the playlist. Now, yesterday, right, Lewis Hamilton won the British Grand Prix.
Did he?
He did. It was absolutely fantastic. Now, you know why I was a bit sceptical about Formula One? Mm-hmm. Because of the years of Schumacher winning, and it sort of turned me off Formula One. And like last season, I only sort of got back into it because you were going out with Pip by the time. Sorry to bring him up. And that sort of got me back into it a bit. But I watched it yesterday and it was thrilling.
Really?
Weather was absolutely pants.
Fantastic.
They didn't know whether to go in intermediate tires or wet or extreme wet.
Uh-huh.
It was all going down. All right, and everyone was slipping and sliding all over the shop.
They're the best ones.
So fair play to Lewis Hamilton. And he actually said it was very like the race in Fuji last year. Was that in Japan?
Yes.
Where the rain was coming down.
Oh,
and they were slipping
lashing.
And sliding.
Yeah, yeah.
What was like that
one.
There, right? But I have to give him this, okay? He won it with great skill.
Mm-hmm.
He drove well. He drove slow. And after the actual event, Ron Dennis turned around and said he was delighted that Lewis won the race, but more so because he was driving that slow, he saved in the fuel bill. So I spent the last couple of weeks stateside in Miami, and I feel like singing. Do you know that advert, right, which used to be on TV for, I think it was Child's Nappies, or was it stuff that the children use to clean themselves up? And the theme went, I'm a big boy now. Do you remember?
Yes.
What was that for?
Oh, that was for the wet wipes.
It was wet wipes, okay.
Yeah, so you can wipe your own butt.
Well, I feel like, I'm a big boy now.
Did you go to the toilet all by yourself?
I've been doing that for years. No, actually, what I tried a couple of different things in this way.
Right.
Different fish.
Ooh.
You know, I don't really eat fish. I'm a meat eater, a meat lover.
Unless it's battered and deep fried.
Yeah, that's
true. And of the cod variety.
Of the cod variety. Or perhaps if you're feeling skint, the whiting variety. Yeah, I tried monkfish when I was away.
Do you know, I was going to say monkfish.
And it was very nice.
I can imagine you eating monkfish.
But wait for it. Wait for it. And I even ate it with chopsticks, ladies and gentlemen. I tried sushi.
Fantastic.
I swear to you, right, we're in this place called Sushi Samba, right, which is this cracking restaurant. And it actually wasn't that expensive. It was really, really nice. But it was very, very dark.
So you couldn't see what you were eating?
Pretty much. And I don't know whether you're meant to eat it in bits, but I just shoved the whole thing in my mouth and went going straight down the hatch.
Well, they're normally bite-sized pieces, aren't they, sushi? When it's all...
Sort of, yeah. But it was lovely now, I have to say. But
you have wasabi with it? I love wasabi.
No, that's very, very spicy. It's very hot.
It's like a horseradish. It is horseradish. It's the... Is it Japanese horseradish?
The Japanese version of it. Yeah. Well, anyway, it was quite nice, to be frank. So if you've never tried sushi before, do what I did. Do try it. It is nice. And I didn't just try the old just salmon. You know what you people...
Did you have some of that though as well?
Yeah, I did. But it's still turning me after our regime a matter of weeks back whenever that's all I had for 2 weeks. So yeah. There you go. Anyway, also what I tried whenever I was away, we're in this South American restaurant one night and it was beautiful. And they have, for each starter, a different cocktail to go with it.
Ooh.
So you buy the starter, and it's another way of stroking you out of more money, but anyway, it's very, very good. So you buy the cocktail to accompany the starter.
Yeah.
And anyway, you know the way you have a mojito?
Yes.
Which is your mint and your rum and all that stuff? Well, anyway, they make a vodkajito. Oh, classic. Never seen it anywhere, but I've never seen it anywhere.
Well, that would be you happy, because that would be your drink of choice.
That's my drink. So, calling all bartenders in Belfast, all right? I challenge someone, right, out there to create a vodkajito, which is able to be purchased across the bar, you know, in some of the establishments across Belfast, and I will come and drink in your bar.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be plenty. I can think of one that's bound to be able to come up with that.
Yeah, well, the place you're thinking of is currently rejigging their cocktail menu at the moment, so it may not be on their new list.
I haven't been in for a while.
Now, when I was away, ladies and gentlemen, I was away with my friend Alex and his wife Andrea. Now, Andrea is from Colombia. She's a Colombian.
Right.
And I have to say, she is a typical Colombian. She is gorgeous. Dark brown hair, swarthy skin. And she's great crack. And I don't mean the cocaine variety. But she is, right?
I was thinking of coffee.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, right. She loves coffee as well.
Does she?
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, can we get a Starbucks? That's what it was the whole time
we
were away.
From Jamaica as well.
No, that's all right. That's my accent. But anyway, right. I found out something remarkable whenever I was away, because with me I brought the box set of The A-Team, because I planned to watch it series one on the plane and I never really got around to it, apart from the first episode. And Face isn't Dirk Benedict. It's someone else. Someone else got the part first, and then after they did the initial sort of test run off it, and then whenever the actual show got commissioned, they changed Face to being Dirk Benedict.
I vaguely remember that.
Well,
in 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Brilliant! Unbelievable. Well, I was so excited about watching this Series 1 box set, and I never really got around to it. But anyway, Andrea sorted me out with all the details I needed to know about the A-Team in Colombia, right?
Right, okay.
And in Colombia, it's not called the A-Team.
What is it?
It's called Los Magnificos.
Doesn't quite have the same ring to it, though, does it?
No. Face is called facts.
Facts.
Right?
Okay.
Don't give me that tuba chaba. B.A. Baracus?
Uh-huh.
Guess what he's called? Mario Baracus! I can't get Mario Baracus out of my head.
It just doesn't have the same ring as B.A. Baracus. You know, B.A. Baracus makes him sound hard.
Yeah.
You know, he's a big guy. He's got Mario. This is just, no.
Get some nuts! Who do you think you are? Mario Baracus!
Doesn't work.
No. And then he speaks to Fax. Hello, Fax. Well, obviously, he doesn't say hello. Go, hola, Fax.
Hola, Fax.
Los Magnificos, the A team in Spanish, and that's where they watch it in Colombia. Unbelievable. Mario Baracus. Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, in the Grand Prix, if you missed it, it was brilliant for Lewis Hamilton winning the British Grand Prix. It was on the press conference and all afterwards how much of a hard time he was getting in recent weeks. He must have been getting a bad time in the press.
I didn't really read much about him. Like, he has been in, but it's more pictures of him with whichever girl he's going out with.
Is she saucy?
Well, he was seeing one of the Pussycat Dolls on and off for a while, but it just seems to be a different woman every time I look.
The Pussycat Dolls, right, are quite ancient. They're quite old.
No.
They are quite old. I think there's a bit of Botox been going on there too.
Do you think?
Just got that feeling.
For a while on a Sunday, I was watching this thing on T4 where it's sort of a bit like Pop Idol, or, you know, whenever Girls Aloud and that were formed, and they were having this competition where reality TV show, same sort of thing. It's all these girls being picked by one of the Pussycat Dolls to form a girl band out there.
Oh.
And it was fantastic. Loads of bitching and backbiting and the rest of it. Loads of really talented people went for it. And I missed the last one.
Oh.
So if anybody out there was watching it and knows who got into the band, into the group at the end, please let me know. I would love to know.
63103 in the text, start your message with the word cool, or 918-2010 on the phone.
But of course, Nicole Scherzinger, who's one of the Pussycat Dolls,
yes,
she was the one doing most of the work. So, and I think that's the one that Lewis Hamilton was seeing.
Ah, Lewis seeing, and Nicole.
Yeah.
It's better than Nicole and Papa.
Anyway,
Lewis Hamilton yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, won the British Grand Prix. I was all delighted for him. He drove that slowly around the track. Ron Dennis at the end of the Grand Prix wasn't delighted as he won, but delighted that he saved all that fuel. I have to say, folks, this morning, right, I am CB'd, clean busted. I really, really regret once upon a time on this show slating jet lag.
Mm.
I think as you get older, jet lag affects you more. It's like, you know the way, I can't speak for this next statement, but a lot of my friends, and indeed Kirsty, has said this to me as well, that whenever you hit 30, suddenly, you know, you can't deal with hangovers, everything just becomes harder to do, and you're more lethargic.
Your body slows down, your metabolic rate slows down, you put on weight, you get a fat back.
She's just going to write a book about the whole syndrome. The 30-year-old syndrome.
Your memory gets worse.
Anyway, whenever I got back from holidays there, the last two times I've been in the States, the jet lag has hit me something shocking, and this time has been the worst. I haven't had a proper night's sleep since I got home on Friday, I thought yesterday I would stay up all day, and then I'd be fine, and I would get to sleep last night. I'll sleep right through the night, and today I'd be fine.
Yeah.
Got home yesterday, stayed up. At 20 to 6, I fell asleep in the city. I was meant to meet my dad to play golf at 6 o'clock, so I slept through the whole occasion.
Oh dear.
Which wasn't good. I then woke up at about 7:30, went and did the dishes. No, not good.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Yeah, even cleaned the George Foreman. They are a pain in the backside to clean. They really, really are. And then I thought, I'll take myself to bed because I'm tired. Went to bed, tossed and turned all night, and didn't get a wink of sleep till about 3 a.m. this morning. So what did I watch last night?
Okay.
Well, I saw EastEnders on after you said yes, so you sort of got hooked on it. I decided to watch the first 2 minutes off it, and then that was me away. And I flicked away over to Coronation Street about 8:30, and
was it any good?
Well, I watched about 20 seconds of it, and then I flicked on, and there was this thing on last night, which was I only watched about 10 minutes of this. It was quite disturbing. It was about the 7/7 bombings in London, and about how people survived one of the carriages on the tube system when it was bombed.
Right, okay.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I just thought to myself, I can't watch this. Do you know why?
Make you paranoid.
Yeah, it's like sausages. You see, I've ever since that...
You can't compare that to sausages.
No, listen to me, right? And I'm not being disrespectful in any shape or form, right?
No, I know.
Whenever that Great British Sausage, right, show was on the TV, right, and it sort of revealed the different parts of the pig's body and all that was being used in the sausages and the odd bit of toenail and all in there. So
you missed a cracker. I'll tell you about it in a minute.
That turned me off eating sausages, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I thought to myself, if I watch this, it'll turn me off going on the tube if I'm ever in London. So that's why I decided not to watch it. But anyway, the 5 minutes or 7 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever I watched off it was unbelievable how people survive what actually went on there.
Mm.
And an absolutely awful tragedy. But, you know, people who, you know, realistically, right, the odds were against them to survive. So thumbs up. Happy days. And I wasn't being disrespectful compared to the sausage thing.
I'm just
telling you that that's the way I sort of felt. If I had continued watching it, I would never have got on the tube again.
Yeah.
And then I sort of tossed and turned a bit more. And then later on that evening, about 2 a.m. or was it 1 a.m., I watched on BBC Three that Alicia Dixon thing.
Right.
And Alicia Dixon, of course, of Mystique fame. And then, of course, one that was that TV show she won.
Is it Strictly Come Dancing, we call it?
I think it could have been another show that I didn't watch because I do The Source on a Saturday night and didn't get a chance to watch it.
No, I never really watched
but
it.
But that girl's saucy, right? Mm-hmm. And she was away out trying to get magazines, glossy magazines, to shoot her on a front page of the mag and it wasn't going to be touched up.
Right, okay.
Really, really, really good show.
Mm-hmm.
Just goes to show people's perception you know, magazines in general about touching people up and stuff, and everyone's buying into this whole fake issue, and it really makes you realise how sort of, you know, like young girls who are sort of in their teens and stuff aspire to these model looks that are just fake because they don't exist in the first place because no one's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good show. It may be repeated on BBC Three, so do check it out. So that was my night last night, and I got a grand total of 2 hours sleep. Woohoo!
Maybe you'll have more joy tonight.
Maybe. So anyway, right, sorry for comparing the sausage show to the tube story, right? But anyway, moving on. You said that whenever I was away, I missed a cracking show.
You missed a cracking show. I was talking to PK about it last week. Gordon Ramsay's The F Word. They had a guy on there that was proving the point that you could eat every single part of a pig from snout to toenails, including the bottom.
What?
Yeah, the lot. He ate every single part of a pig. It was very interesting. I'm not going to go into details now because I'm about to eat the rest of my cereal.
Well, eat your cereal and I'll think about the pipe. Wouldn't fancy eating that now.
Apparently it was delicious.
Oh, wait, you cook it. Well done. Yesterday morning on the show, we had a couple of particularly bad jokes.
Oh, yeah.
There was one, obviously, about the widescreen TV. The plasma?
Yes. The remote control didn't work.
If I get out my mobile phone, I'll be able to reiterate to you what the crap joke was. I'm sort of thinking this could become a regular feature on the show. Because although they're rubbish, it does make me giggle. Do you know what I mean? For instance, yesterday's, do you want to buy a 42-inch plasma TV for £100? The volume button doesn't work, but for that price, you can't turn it down. Boom, boom. Boom. Then, of course, yesterday we had Dee, who sent us a message stating, a dog truly is a man's best friend. Just stick your wife and the dog in the boot of a car. Whenever you open up the boot after an hour, the dog will be the only one who's pleased to see you.
Yeah.
Which was another cracker. Well, I think we should continue the theme today. Scientists claim the people back in the Stone Age loved to sing. What did they sing? Rock songs, of course. Boom, boom. Now, brand new research this morning, ladies and gentlemen, has revealed the top 10 things that kids stick up their noses.
Oh, can I guess some?
Well, before you guess, apart from your finger, have you ever stuck anything yourself up your nose? Never.
No, I haven't.
No, neither have I, to be quite frank. Not that I remember. Mind you, nothing beats a good pick. Do you know the satisfaction you get from it? Now, I don't care what anyone says.
Everybody
okay?
does it. You have
Everyone
to.
Does it. And whenever you see people at the traffic lights,
no,
it does
see,
turn me
right.
a wee bit, okay? Mm-hmm. But in the privacy of your own home, where
you have a tissue.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
Yeah.
There's nothing that gives you more satisfaction than one of those ones that's sort of baked on there and you pull it out. You know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, it's making me feel sick.
Anyway, the top 10 things that kids stick up their noses. Number one, crayons.
Right, okay.
Number two, beads. Number three, French fries / chips.
Right, okay.
Imagine getting two French fries up your nose and then someone pushing it together and it all goes all mushy up your neb. Fingers. Marbles.
Marbles?
I know. Sorry.
Big noses.
Spaghetti?
Ooh.
Tissue, Cheerios, small toys like pieces of Lego.
That was my one. What number was that, sorry?
Number 9.
Number 9, okay.
And finally, beans and peas.
Uh-huh.
Now, I remember a few years back on Boxing Day, I was at the Royal Ascot and Carriedhoff, which is no longer there. In fact, it wasn't Boxing Day. That is a lie. It was actually on Easter Sunday. And we'd all been down to Tullymore for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Me and all my friends. And this is years ago. Anyway, we were driving back up the road and went to the Royal Ascot for dinner on the way home in Carriedhoff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting at the table beside my friend Gillian and Karen. And we're just sitting having a bit of a chin wag. And I'm sitting chatting to someone else and I turn around and Gillian, you know, says to me, "You'll never guess what. Karen's just stuck 2 peas up her nose." It's like, what? As I'm looking at the change in the table, going, "How the hell did she stick a 2p up her nose?" Incidentally, it was the garden variety of peas. And yes, she did squeeze her nail. In the last link of the show, when we're talking about stuff that kids stick up their noses. Kids out there, it's not advisable to do it. Don't do it. You could hurt yourself. You could cause damage to yourself. So don't stick stuff up your nose.
My daughter did.
What did she stick up
her
nose?
Years ago when she was very small, she put blue tack up her nose. It was quite difficult to get out.
Did it stick her neb together?
It started weeping.
Oh dear.
And it wasn't snot.
Was it clean blue tack, like freshly out of the packet, or was it something that was sort of on the wall for a few years and she just peeled off behind
the
poster?
I think it was pretty clean, but you know, it's just her nose got infected and very sore, and we had to get special cream up there. And
add that on to the 11th. Yeah, I don't know about the top 10, but the 11th.
The 11th, blue tack.
So don't stick it up your nose. Now, big question this morning is, do you cry unexpectedly?
Me?
For instance. I'm talking about anyone to him. Like, you're sitting in your car right now. Would you cry unexpectedly? Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. Kirsty, would you?
Well, you know I'm a big blubber anyway. I cry every New Year.
I know, I don't get that.
That's expected. It'd be a surprise if I didn't.
But I just don't get, you know,
because I think of, like, say for last New Year, I would have been thinking about starting work here, for example. So that's a pretty good year that I had coming in on the breakfast show.
Emotional.
And it was a great year. So you sort of you put the past behind, you think that was great, but what does the future hold for me? And you look forward.
Yeah, I normally look forward to New Year's Eve and then think about looking forward to the next day and thinking, oh, that's not too hot.
It's going to be hungover.
So I generally don't cry on New Year, to be fair.
No, I do. But then I cry at things like MasterChef, and I haven't had a chance to talk about this yet, but of course, Celebrity MasterChef. And I've just realised I missed it last night if it was on. Oh, no. It's back on. And I think it was the first episode I watched with Andy Peters in it. I cried.
Did you?
I cried because he cried. He's a big blubber. He's worse than I am.
Well, I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, that don't really cry. I don't cry unexpectedly. You know what I mean? It's that sort of mental attitude that blokes have. We don't cry.
Because you're big and hard.
Yeah, but I have to say, right, I don't want to sound like a wuss here, but sometimes, you know, whenever you see, like, someone who's, you know, won a big sporting event or something like that there, and they give their acceptance speech and they're all overwhelmed. Sometimes I can feel the emotion of that. Now, I wouldn't cry, but I can feel the emotion
of
it.
There's nothing wrong with men crying. You know, it's a stronger man that can.
That's fair enough.
So they're in touch with their emotions. That's fair enough.
That's fine. I'm just saying that I'm not one of those particular people. However, right, if you do burst into tears unexpectedly, well, I have got the key to success for you in terms of not crying in those situations anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how to stop it.
Okay.
What you got to do is jut your jaw out. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Experts say that making this type of face and shedding tears simply aren't compatible actions. So you can't do both at the same time. The other way to stop it is to poke your fingertip with something mildly sharp, such as a pen cap or the tip of a paperclip. That minor pain helps distract you and activates the part of your brain responsible for impulse control. Unbelievable.
I use that.
Do you?
I use that to stop me from laughing sometimes.
Well, I swear to you, right? I wish I had have known this last week.
Why?
Because I would have used that sort of tip at the petrol station. 97.4 Cool FM, Killers and Read My Mind. I have to say, every time I play the Killers, I just think of Oxygen. A matter of years back, whenever I went to see them live in concert, and they were class. If you're heading to Oxygen this weekend, hopefully the weather will be all right for you. I'm not too sure what the weather prediction is for the weekend. Judging by Paul, our security guard, he seems to think it's going to rain for the whole of July and August, so it may not be a brilliant weekend for weather, but it'll be an awesome weekend for music as always. God, I can't go to the festival this time around, but sure.
sun's out at the minute.
Oh, yes.
Quick, quick, you might miss it.
to be quite frank with you, I wouldn't race to your glove box to pull your sunglasses out because you'll have to put them away in about 2 minutes. But anyway, there you go.
Next Clyde's coming over.
Duffy and Warwick Avenue coming up for you shortly, and Madonna's new single, Give It To Me. Morning to you, 12 minutes past 8 on the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show. Now, ladies and gentlemen, back from holidays. On Friday morning, I was sitting in Heathrow Airport for a 4-hour wait between flights to get my flight home. And that's the killer, you know, you come off an international flight and you're sitting in Heathrow Airport. And I have to say, the terminal for local flights now has all changed. There's loads of new shops and also restaurants and eating emporiums in general in that area of Heathrow Airport now, which is quite good. So the time passed rather quickly, but I went on Celeb Watch.
Okay.
Now, last time I was in Heathrow Airport was last year when I was heading over to go to see the X Factor, and that was an unbelievable Celeb Watch. It was the Celeb Watch Fest.
Mm.
Remember rightly, amongst other people who I met on that particular day, that morning at Heathrow, I went wet. Marty Pellow and all the gang were there. Jenny Powell.
Mm-hmm.
She was there getting her bags at the carousel. Shane Ward, he was there as well.
Yeah.
And also, how could I forget? It's a big moment, ladies and gentlemen. Declan was there. Declan from Northern Ireland off the BBC News in the Morning, who does the stocks and shares and all the financial stuff.
He's your favourite celeb of all time.
Declan.
Yeah.
Out of everybody. You know, even I've met Louis, Sharon Osbourne, Fern Cotton. Who's my favourite? Declan's got to be my favourite.
Declan gets a mention every morning. He's on
he does
the
all right. He's on the telly in the morning in the studio.
My I think mind, he's off this week, though. Well, are you having withdrawal symptoms? You haven't seen him for a while.
No, he was on yesterday. I have I just take the hand because every time he comes on the TV, the volume switched down in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. As soon as he comes on the TV, I'm cursing. Look, it's Declan.
I always get a creak in my neck because I turn around quickly because they're behind me to say, and it's like, oh, it's just him. I don't appreciate him really, do I?
No, not on the same level as you do. No, but hold on a wee second. You do realise I'm taking the hand, like.
Of course.
Mind you, whenever I was sitting in Heathrow, right, waiting on my Aer Lingus flight back home, they had the TVs on down in that part of the terminal. And guess who was the first person I saw on the TV when I sat down? Declan was on. anyhow, right, Celeb Fest on Friday sitting at Heathrow Airport. How many celebs do you reckon I met?
I don't think you met anybody because you would have mentioned them by now. It's Tuesday, for goodness sake. We're back on the show yesterday.
Well, I actually remembered last night.
Uh-huh.
And I saw one celebrity in Heathrow.
Oh, really? Who's
on
that?
Friday. He wasn't flying his own airline because they don't fly from Heathrow. It was Stelios.
Wow.
Stelios walked through Heathrow straight past me. I was like, Julia, look, there's Stelios. She goes, where? Oh, you've missed him. Now, judging by all the other celebs I've met in Heathrow that I've mentioned this morning, do you reckon Stelios is the biggest?
No.
He is, by 10 stone. Kirsty, I'm all excited.
Why?
Because we've got Jordan Sparks in the line.
Woohoo!
Hello, Jordan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Tired, but I'm good.
It's probably been one of those mornings when you've got to speak to a lot of radio stations across Ireland and across the UK and stuff.
Yeah.
But you love doing it because it's all part of the job.
Yes.
I have to say, Jordan, it's an absolute pleasure to speak to you. This time last year, I was on my honeymoon and I was in the west coast of the States and I was in LA.
Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
And I heard your first single and it was on the radio out there and I brought it home with me and we gave it the first play, definitely in Ireland, if not in the UK, right here on this radio station. And I bummed and blowed about you whenever I came home and I was like to the boss. Listen, you've got to hear this, girl. It's absolutely fantastic. And I'm so glad that it's now starting to blow up in the UK for you. You're doing really, really well. And hopefully there's a lot more to come for you. How's the last year been?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Last year's definitely been just crazy and insane and just a complete whirlwind. I mean, I basically went from being, you know, normal high school kid in school to being one of the most recognized faces in America. And that was a huge change. And now I've been traveling a ton. And now I'm over in places that I never thought that I would be. And it's been very, very fun, but definitely challenging.
Now, obviously, you know, you're the American Idol winner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you set out to do the show, you know, what was your expectations?
Well, I mean, I'd been such a huge fan of the show since the first season, and I kind of had seen how the judges acted, kind of how the show worked, but I had no idea how it worked behind the scenes and all that kind of stuff. So when I entered into the show, kind of what I thought, I was just like, I would love to win. I mean, I pictured myself winning. I just never thought it would happen, really. So it was pretty crazy, but I had no idea what I was getting myself into, actually. I thought I did, and I didn't know, and it was definitely a lot more work than I thought it was going to be, and everything now has been really, really hard work, but it's been very rewarding and very fun.
Now, obviously, on American Idol, when it comes to the judges, you know, obviously Simon Cowell's from our neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. And yeah, of course, he is Mr. Nasty and whatnot. What's your relationship like with him?
Relationship? We don't really have one. It's kind of one of those things where we only saw him during the show and then that was it. We weren't allowed to really, you know, go out to eat with the judges or anything like that. There was a, you're not supposed to fraternize in the contract, blah, blah, blah.
And it's actually written down and stuff.
We had to sign it and everything. So it was pretty crazy. But I mean, he just really spoke to us during the show. And I mean, the last time I saw him was at the finale of the past season, of the seventh season, and he said, well done, and that was the end of that.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Well, at least you got a compliment. That's great.
I know, yeah.
When it comes to American Idol, it is big on our TV screens here, mm-hmm. And we do watch it. What about our version of American Idol, of course, is X Factor in mm-hmm. the UK. Mm-hmm. Do you just watch that on your screens in the States?
I haven't watched it. I'm not really sure if other people get to watch it in the States, but I have seen a couple of it on YouTube. I looked it up and I looked up Leona's performances. Yes, I do know about her. Mm-hmm. And she is very, very, very talented. Her song was totally on the radio while we were driving here to wherever. Yeah.
Yeah. I was in America last week, okay? And mm-hmm. Leona's tune, Bleeding Love, was never off the radio. I was in the car for 3 hours and I heard her song 3 times.
I know. It just plays over and over and over.
And are you a fan of Leona?
I am. She's really, really good. I played a, where were we? Anyway, we played this show together and I was on about 2 people before her and she came out and I was supposed to leave and I ended up not. And so I got to see her and it's just amazing how she can go from, you know, being very, very soft to very, very loud and high at that. And it's very pretty. It just seems like she just does it with such ease. She makes it look easy.
Now, the album is coming out in the UK in November. Mm. Of course, you're just about to, well, the second single's just being released this mm-hmm. week with Chris Brown. What was it like working with him?
It was great. He was he's really talented and he's very, very fun. And I'd been such a huge fan of him for about 2 years before we even worked together, before it could actually even be a reality. And so to be able to work with him was kind of like a dream come true for me. And he was very, very sweet. And then we did the music video and that was fun and emotional and all that. And then the first time we actually performed it live together was on American Idol a few months back. So it was really cool. We didn't really know how that was going to work because we had never really practiced. So
fair enough. Now, the big question is Rihanna a lucky girl?
What?
Is Rihanna a lucky girl?
Well, if they are, then I definitely think she's very lucky. Yes.
Fair enough. Now, I saw you in the Super Bowl final. You performed Star Spangled Banner before the start of the Super Bowl final. How was that for you?
I've never been more scared in my life. Oh my gosh, it was so scary. I mean, I didn't think you could get any bigger than American Idol, you know, with the millions of people that watch that show. And I guess billions of people watch the Super Bowl. So I was a little bit freaked out by that. And it was in my hometown and my dad's old team was playing and I was singing one of the most recognized songs in America. And so if I messed up, nobody was going to ever let me live that down. So, of course, I took that into account and was freaking out a little bit. So, but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. It was over too fast. So.
Well, Jordan, listen, it's been absolutely a pleasure speaking to you on the show this morning. Of course, the album is out in November. Wish you all the best of that. And the new single is out this week. And we're going to get you introduced it now. And can I just say, best of luck. And I hope you, you know, make it massive across Europe, as big as you are in the States.
Oh, thank you so, so much. Thank you. And congratulations on your marriage and everything. Tell your wife I said hello.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Holly McCarthy, she is good, isn't she?
She is good.
Tattoo is just such a great single. And what a follow-up, like, you know. It's the man who's just signed a lucrative deal with a skincare company, and Rihanna's going, yes, I'm getting some freebies now. Chris Brown, of course, he's getting on with Rihanna as well. Lucky man.
Do you know what? I'm thinking that's probably a man's skincare range, though. So maybe Rihanna isn't really going woohoo.
They never know.
Unless, of course, it's going to keep him looking younger.
He's only like... He's younger than Rihanna. Rihanna is beautiful, I have to say. She really, really is. Whenever I was away in America, right, I'm sorry for going on about this, she was in everything. The BET Awards were on whenever I was away. Mm-hmm. Black Entertainment Television Awards. And mm-hmm. they were class. And she was absolutely fantastic. I think I mentioned this the other day. And she doesn't feel like she has to walk about in a short skirt to get noticed. I do respect that, but the short skirt's still good.
Works either way.
Listen, at the end of the day, right, I'm just telling you, right, a hot-blooded male's perspective in this. I'm not a perv. No. I'm just telling you the score. At the end of the day, right, whenever it comes to women, like Kirsty, yes, I know all this stuff that women wear what they wear, okay, to feel good within themselves and to do it for themselves, not for anybody else.
Yes.
But let's face it, right, if you're heterosexual and you're a woman, right, and you're getting attention from the blokes, right?
It's you, great. You're I had plenty there you yesterday. Go, I had a dress on yesterday, quite short. It was a bit windy, so it kept blowing up a wee
See,
bit.
We did a Marilyn Monroe yesterday.
Wee bit. But you do get some looks. It's quite flattering, really.
There you go.
Thanks.
I remember whenever we were away on our honeymoon, and it's so embarrassing. My wife's not going to love me for this comment, but I'm just going to have to tell you about it because it was very good.
Go on, then.
Right, we're in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Again, I'm not poncing around here, ladies and gentlemen, saying, oh, I've been here. I don't want it to come across like that there, all
it's
right?
It's your honeymoon, though.
It was honeymoon, okay. And all the air conditioning systems, okay, of mm-hmm. all the hotels and bars and restaurants and whatnot, all the hot air gets blown out through vents, and the vents are in the pavement.
Right.
Okay. So we're walking along the strip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Julia's wearing quite a short dress. Okay. And there's these guys, okay, who are standing on the street corners
mm-hmm.
and they're handing out wee leaflets. Now, the wee leaflets are to get girls, okay, to go to your hotel room. Do you know those sort of leaflets?
Oh, those ones.
Yeah.
I don't know them very well.
No, but that's what they're doing.
Right.
Okay. And they're trying to punt business.
Uh-huh.
Now, these guys are everywhere. Mm-hmm. All right. If you're ever in Vegas, you'll know what I'm talking about. And to flick them, to get your attention. Okay. The wee small card and to flick them to get your attention instead of going, here, mister, or whatever they say.
Yeah.
A lot of them are Spanish guys. Hola, senor, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
By the way. So we're walking along. Right in front of the guys who are pushing the girls in the cards,
mm-hmm.
Julia walks over the air vent and up comes the dress.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they
was
got
she
an
a
eye
bit
full.
Embarrassed?
Yeah, she was embarrassed, but the guys were loving it.
Can I ask a question?
Sort
of a personal question. I apologise, Julia. Big pants or little pants?
I can't answer that.
No, but it would just, you know, if it's little pants, then it's even more embarrassing than big pants.
I can't answer that.
Okay.
I know radio is theatre of the mind. Do you know what I mean?
I'll use my imagination then.
You know what I mean? But I can't let the people who she works with know what pants she wears.
Right, okay. No, it's just if I wear a dress, I generally wear big pants, just in case.
Just in case, do you?
Yeah.
Bridget Jones knickers?
Well, no, they're nicer than Bridget Jones's ones.
Well, anyway, I'm hoping, right, the fact that I haven't, right, because the fact of the matter is, this radio show is like an open book for my life.
Mm-hmm.
And everything gets an airing in this show. All the dirty laundry gets an airing.
You should never forgive me if you did answer that.
Do you know what I mean?
Who are you?
So, the way I'm sort of looking at it is that I, although I sort of dug a bit of a hole with actually telling that story,
mm-hmm.
I may still have recouped a few brownie points because I didn't mention whether they were skimpy pants or full-on Bridget.
That was well planned in advance, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about ages a bit earlier on in the show. I've decided that from now on, my showbiz life, I say that very loosely, by the way, wouldn't want you to think I'm above my station. In terms of being involved in the station, et cetera, for the length of time I'm going to be here from now on, I'm going to remain 28.
28.
Pete Snodden, 28, yesterday, took his car to the petrol station and got stroked once again by Gordon Brown. That is the way, right, that, you know, it would be read in the newspaper.
Right.
Kirsty McMurray, 36.
No. No.
What?
I'm not going to be 36.
Okay, well, what age are you going to be?
31.
Is that what you've decided on?
I've decided I'm going to be 30. Well, I'd like to be 29.
Right,
but
okay.
You won't let me.
No, I won't.
So, 31.
You've already went over the 30 barrier.
31 then.
Okay, so Kirsty McMurray, 31, yesterday went out with a new bloke. All right?
Well, I did not.
I know he didn't, but I'm just saying that's the way that it could have read.
I was going to say, that's news for me.
All right. Well, listen, we're writing headlines now,
okay,
right?
Okay, okay.
Because wait for it, okay? Earlier on the show, we were talking about this whole thing that it's coming over young males. We're talking about males who are, you know, in their 20s, okay, are now loving the older women. It's like the Sex and the City whole thing, you know, what do you might call the slapper in it?
Samantha. I'm not not a Samantha.
No, sorry, I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about in general.
Oh, right,
all right.
Okay.
You know the Samantha ethos, right? Wherever she's going out with younger guys all the time and they're loving it because she can bring all the her experience and show them the way.
Yes.
Right, okay. Well, there's a lot of guys out there who want to be shown the way.
Uh-huh.
All right? Including young Aidan. He's been on the show.
All right,
morning.
Okay.
He's been on the text. Now, I'm sort of thinking, I really, before I give you his number, I should vet him for you. This is the way the text message reads, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Kirsty, I'm 24. My name is Aidan, and I'm quite hot. Now, first and foremost, the guy's got confidence for sending a text like at the station. Number two, he is at one with his looks, and he's quite proud of the looks.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And he says that you sound hot. So far, so good.
Thanks, Aidan.
All right. Fancy giving me a call. Now, Aidan, this is where it's all gone downhill for you right now. You know, the ball's still in your court. You should be giving Kirsty a call. But what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a bell and vet you. Is that fair enough? Kirsty, because I would feel guilty, right, if I ended up letting you speak to or, God forbid, go out with a wacko.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I thought you were going to say something else there, but yeah.
I couldn't have that upon my shoulders.
No.
It's like a big brother thing here.
Well, cheers.
All right, so, you know...
Oh, a big brother thing, that means I can be 26 then. Because you're 28.
Oh, whatever. Kirsty McMurray, 26. All right, so do you think I should phone this guy to see whether it's worthwhile you phone him or not?
Yeah, go on then.
All right then. Find out what Aidan has to say after this. 97.4 Cool FM. It's the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show, 7:21. So... young Aidan, 24,
mm-hmm.
Judging by the text, is a wee bit of a wire about himself, but that can be good. Confidence can be good. Overconfidence sometimes can be bad. Would you say that?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Kirsty, I'm 24. My name is Aidan. I'm quite hot. And you sound hot. Fancy giving me a call? Well, before I give you the number,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I couldn't live with myself. I couldn't live with myself, Kirsty. Putting you in the hands of someone who perhaps, you know, would not be good for you.
Right.
Will I phone him?
Yes, please.
Right. Okay, then. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we vet a punter before Kirsty decides to maybe go on a date or whatever. Question is, will Aidan be scared or will he answer the phone?
Mm.
Let's find out.
Hello.
Good morning, Aidan. How are you?
Too bad, yourself?
Very well, thank you. Are you well today?
I am.
Are you 24 or are you only making that up?
No, I'm 24.
And what do you do with yourself?
I'm a joiner.
You're a joiner, okay. You're good with your hands?
Yes.
Okay then. Have you been in a relationship in the past?
Yes.
And when did you break out of that relationship?
About a year ago.
A year ago. Was she good looking?
Of course.
What was her name? Only first name, please?
Kirsty.
What? You went out with a Kirsty in the past?
Yes.
Have you got a fetish for girls named Kirsty?
No, they're always quite
good looking. Oh, right, okay. Now, have you laid eyes on our very own Kirsty from the show?
I've seen her once before, yeah.
Right, okay. And did you think to yourself, God, love a bit of that?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Very good. Okay, so far so good. What height are you?
6'3".
6'3", my goodness. Colour of hair?
Black.
Skin tone?
Sorry?
Skin tone?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
Of course I am, I'm a footballer.
No, I said skin
oh, so
tone.
Oh, I thought you said in tone, sorry.
No,
yeah.
I said skin tone. Like, are you tanned or are you white?
No, a wee bit between. Not too white, not too tan.
Not too white, not too tan. Right, okay. Okay, fair enough. Okay. Where are you from?
Macrofell.
Macrofell, all right. Do you come to the Big Smoke often?
Every once in a while, yeah.
All right, okay. Would you be prepared to travel, considering Gordon Brown has whacked a hell of a lot of tax on petrol?
Well, I make a lot of money, so it doesn't really bother me.
Right, okay. You play football. Do you play Gaelic football or do you play soccer?
Man's game, Gaelic football.
You play Gaelic football. All right, what position do you play?
Midfield,
all right, okay. Would you say you've got a good engine?
Yeah.
So you're up and down the park?
Yes.
Right, okay. Fair enough. Something interesting about yourself?
Everything.
What do you mean, everything? You've got to have one distinguishing factor that really sets you apart from the rest of your teammates and the people that you hang about with.
I'm a good leader.
You're a good leader. You lead by example. Would you like to be led?
Every now and again.
Every now and again. So you would take some hints and tips if they were offered.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. All right, Aidan. Well, listen, thank you very much for your time this morning. We'll get back to you and let you know how it all goes.
Thank you.
Cheers now.
Bye.
So he leads by example, but he's prepared to take some lessons, some hints and tips.
Right.
He's tall.
He's 6'3".
Yes, good engine. Up and down the park regularly. He trains, he's fit. And he makes some money, a lot of money. And he's good with his hands because he's a joiner. So, Kirsty, what do you think? I think he sounds okay.
He does sound okay.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, he doesn't sound, you know, I think I'd be prepared to give you his number. Would you like his number?
Would you?
Yes. Would you like his number?
Oh, now you put me in that awkward position.
I'm just asking the question. Do you want to have a think about it during news?
Yes, please. Coming up. Don't go to Dublin Airport today unless you have to. I'll tell you all the details why at 8. We hear the predictions for today's interest rate decision, and it's back to the 70s as ABBA fever sweeps, or should I say streeps, the land. All the details at 8 o'clock.
Traffic and Travel is sponsored by Ard Shopping Centre.
97.4 Cool FM, Will.i.am and Cheryl Cole, Heartbreaker, 7.32. If you've been holding on, ladies and gentlemen, to see whether Kirsty's going to accept Aidan's phone number. The young guy who plays Gaelic football, he's a midfielder, pretty fit, 6'3", and he's well-toned. He leads, he's a good leader, but he also likes to be led as well, hence he would quite like the older woman, as in Kirsty. But the question is, will Kirsty accept the number and give him a call? We're going to find out right now. I think we should add a wee bit of suspense to this. Kirsty, are you ready for the big question?
Go on then.
So, Kirsty, what you gonna do? 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 What are you going to do?
Great key changes there, Pete.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
What are you gonna do?
Well, he sounds very nice, but I don't know. I'm not really looking at the minute, to be honest. I don't know. That's the answer. That's it. That's all you're getting. Don't look at me like that. Pete! Oh, you're so cruel to me. He does sound lovely.
Is that a yes?
Maybe.
No, is it a yes?
It's a maybe.
Kurt, you can't have the whole audience.
I need a picture,
on.
Okay? I'm that shallow, yes. He does sound nice, though.
Get the peg in. Pete.snodden@coolfm.co.uk. and then we'll take it from there. Tell you something, you drive a hard bargain. I don't know how you are with regards to eating crisps. I have to say that a bit of a downfall in my life. Whenever I have a couple, then I just have to eat the whole packet, particularly if you've got one of those big, massive bags.
Yeah, favourite flavour?
Favourite flavour for me is, at the moment, to be honest, right?
Uh-huh.
There's these crisps, I think they're called kettle crisps, and
yes,
they're like...
they're really strong.
Just sea salt.
Oh, sea salt and black pepper?
Oh, massimific.
They're pretty good. I like the Thai sweet chilli ones myself.
Oh, sensations. Love them. Love them.
Mm.
Yeah, they're very, very good as well. But anyway, right, if you think you could make a really cracking crisp flavour, okay? If you think you could make crisp flavour?
I've got a good one.
What?
You know the way it's really nice to have chocolate with crisps?
Yes.
Why not do cheese and onion and chocolate?
Kirsty, honestly, when I tell you the next thing, you shouldn't have mentioned it.
Has somebody just done it?
No.
Oh.
But you know your man, Heston Blumenthal?
No, not really.
Blumenthal, whatever way you pronounce his name. He's the guy with the glasses, bald head, chef, extraordinaire.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, him.
You're the guy I'm talking about?
No.
Oh. Well, anyway, right. anyway, he is leading a judging panel, right? Obviously judges who are going to nestle and decide on an entrepreneur, real type person, chefy type person who can come up with the best crisp flavour, and that crisp flavour is going to join Walker's Classic Flavours.
Right, okay.
Right? They will get, 1% of all future sales and also $50,000 in the bank.
I've just given the best recipe idea away, haven't I?
I know.
cheese and onion and chocolate. I think that sounds great.
I think it'll be fair to say whoever wins that competition will make a packet.
Thank you very much this week, ladies and gentlemen, for checking out the latest Snodcast. If you haven't done so as yet, get yourself to iTunes and subscribe for free. And if you can, do please listen to us in real time. Weekday morning, 6 to 10 on your number one hip music station, 97.4 Cool FM.